Welcome to another episode of The Guild Life, the official podcast for Guild Launch. My name's Mike, and I have with me Slater again. How you doing, Slater?
Not too bad. How about you?
I have no complaints. We just got back from vacation last week. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, so I've worked 3 days in the last, 17 days. It's been pretty awesome.
Fantastic. I've worked most of those days.
Yes, you have. So we're here. We missed last week, and again, I was on vacation, so I apologize for that. So here we are. Do you know what I did last week on my vacation, Slater?
I have no idea.
You might want to know. I played this little game. It's a small production. It's something that, you know, maybe a few people have heard of. It's called Skyrim.
What's Skyrim?
Elder Scrolls Skyrim. It's the most amazing game ever made.
I feel like I might have heard of that.
You think so? It's something about dragons, and you can run around and do whatever you want and kill people and steal stuff.
I don't know. I spent my most of last week in Tamriel, so I don't know what... Hey, wait a second.
Wait a minute. Tamriel is...
There we go.
There we go. So we played a lot of Skyrim. The whole office did. Everybody got a copy. We took Friday off and played Skyrim.
And it was amazing.
It's been awesome. So what are you playing?
I'm going straight warrior. Heavy armor, sword, shield that I don't use. they don't hurt me anyway.
Sure. With the heavy armor, I'm sure it helps.
Exactly.
I'm doing a sneaky character. My stealth's almost at 100. Dual-wielding daggers, 15 times crit strike, enchanted daggers. I use my bow more, but there's something I'm using about shooting someone with a bow in stealth and having them run up right to your face and not see you.
Yeah. I really like when they actually see me, because then they think that they can do something, and I show them they're wrong.
So there's been rumors for years about an Elder Scrolls MMO. Do you think they're going to do it?
I don't know. I hear that they're hiring MMO people over there.
They are. That could be Fallout. It could be Oblivion or Elder Scrolls. It could be something else. I mean, it's hard to say.
Yep.
They've been pretty hush-hush about it, unfortunately, because, you know, I love Bethesda and I'd like to know what they're working on.
We've been trying to get the information, but no, something about NDAs and...
So, what else are we playing these days? What else are you playing, Slater?
One word. Minecraft.
Minecraft. And that released, right?
Yep, released on Friday. And during the opening ceremonies, they were advertising it as Notch's keynote speech instead of the opening ceremony, so I was like, what's going on? But then they released it. Oh, it was a good day.
Have you bred any animals or done anything crazy?
I have not.
Me either. So, get out there and breed some animals. Send us some screenshots of you breeding animals, because it sounds...
Yeah, don't. That sounds terrible.
No, that sounds fun. That sounds like stuff we could definitely not put on the internet.
Yep. You can send us videos of watching wheat grow.
No, that'd be cool. Do that.
Yep. I'm finally learning what to do with redstone.
Yeah.
And it's very simple so far, but I've been watching tutorials, and I may actually have powers pretty soon in
using
my house.
Like redstone and switches and...
Exactly.
All that stuff. Cool. So let's see. Outside of Minecraft, I've been playing a lot of League of Legends lately. One of my favorite characters is Vladimir, and he just released an epic skin, so it's like playing a new character, because he's totally different. New emotes, and his dance is different, and he laughs different.
So he doesn't sound like a little emo kid now?
He doesn't. He's not. He sounded awful before. Other League of Legends players will probably slap me for saying it too, but I think all of his skins were terrible until this new one. It cost $15, but it was totally worth the purchase.
God.
Yeah. Man, you know, it's a free-to-play game, and they got to make money somehow, so I don't mind supporting it. You know, my general rule for a game is $1 for every hour I get out of its price, and I have gotten more than 15 hours of League of Legends for the last year and a half.
Yeah. I shouldn't really say anything, because the average MMO subscription is 15 a month anyway.
That's true. And I don't go crazy, so I've bought a couple of champions, and I have a few skins, but over the years, I've certainly got more than what I've spent playing the game, and it's a blast. So, I'm not a very good player, so don't challenge me, listeners, because I tend to be a little overly aggressive and die a lot.
And he'll make very strange comments about your mother.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Moms are not off limits in my world. Insulting them, that is.
Yeah. Oh, we got it.
See, what else? What are you playing anything else?
I've been getting back into EverQuest.
Yeah?
Yes, the original EverQuest. I found out they did a new progression server. And so I've essentially been running around in Hallis killing bears.
Nice.
And it brings me back to my old, you know, days back when the first expansion originally came out. I'm like, I remember why I played this game.
So what is a progression server?
What they do, they literally go back to the very beginning, before there were any expansions, and the players can unlock the new expansions as they do raid content, things like that.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, you start out with original EverQuest, you go to Kunark, I think, then Velius, and...
So features like the Plane of Knowledge isn't available until it becomes unlocked
right. In
whatever expansion that was.
And exactly. And the races and the classes that are in the new expansions, you can't get until you open that expansion.
Oh, that's pretty
And
neat.
They named it Phibby Darkpaw.
Who's Phibby Darkpaw?
He is one of the best characters ever created, ever known to man. He is the Hogger of the EQ world.
Ah, gotcha. So who would win in a fight, Hogger or Phibby?
Phibby. Come on. Hogger got dragged away to the stocks.
That's true, he did. But he's so epic. I mean, he sat around for years. And I don't know.
So did Phibby. Phibby's been around since, what, 99?
No, that's true. Phibby is older. He's got more experience.
Yep. Knoll on Knoll combat.
That could be a cool TV show. It could be a webcomic.
Absolutely.
Knoll on Knoll combat. We're looking for artists for a cool webcomic. Send us an email. Let's see, other stuff, we've been doing some DCUO.
Yep.
And it's free to play now, so if you haven't checked it out, you've got to do yourself a favor. It's really cool, the way it feels. I mean, it feels epic. It's one of the better superhero games, I think, out there.
Yep. And I feel like I am playing my own superhero, not just Warrior A.
Exactly. They do a good job of explaining why everyone's a superhero, too, which if you don't know the story, you kind of think to yourself, how did everyone get to be a superhero? Yeah.
Why are there, you know, 10,000 superheroes wandering around this one city?
Yeah. So, it's neat. You know, they've done a lot, and they've improved the game a lot, and I think it's a blast, so I'm enjoying it
as well.
What are you playing?
I'm a huge fan of the non-powered superheroes. You know, Green Arrow is my favorite. Batman. Speedy.
So you like normal people with tool belts?
Yes.
Who aren't actually super.
Oh, they are super.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying. My superheroes don't run on radiation. Green energy heroes. Come on.
Yeah, but your weakness is yellow, and that's just dumb.
Well, it's not. You're thinking of Green Lantern, not Green Arrow.
Oh, you're right. See, my bad.
Nerd-boned. And so I'm playing gadgets, acrobatics, and a staff.
That's cool. How are the gadgets? I've looked at that.
They're fun. I don't even know how to describe them. They're neat. I like them.
That's cool.
How about you? What are you playing?
I'm doing sorcery, flying, and hand blasters.
Yeah, that's original.
It's cool. At first I thought I found a cheat because I fly up in the air and I just hand blast from a distance, but then they pull you back to the ground. Every creature in the world apparently has an anchor spell that can pull flying heroes to the ground.
Well, yeah.
Whether or not they're super villains.
Absolutely. So that's what my gadgets are for.
It's a little frustrating, but have you done any PvP or anything crazy?
Not yet. I'm only like level 7.
Yeah. I wanted to try it, but I'm a little timid. I'm not good at PvP, as mentioned earlier in League of Legends. And I want to check it out. I'm going to do some more of that. But, you know, DCUO, John Smedley, the president of Sony Online Entertainment, has released some information and various numbers on their success. And they have been, their free-to-play move has been hugely successful.
Really, what's been happening?
They're saying that their daily revenue is up 700% every day.
Wow.
Now, before free-to-play, I mean, this is revenue, so monthly subscriptions are a part of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't know how many players they had before, but a 700% daily increase of $15 a month, I mean, is huge. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And they say about 50% of that is coming from PlayStation players, from PlayStation 3 players.
Really?
Yep. So, you know, those guys, it's great on both accounts, right? So it helps Sony. It helps the free-to-play movement. You know, it helps their game.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's showing that consoles really can run MMOs and really support that model, which is awesome.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Hopefully see more MMOs on consoles.
I'm still not leaving my PC.
I prefer mine for MMOs too, but, you know, the console's not too bad. And their player base, they're saying, has grown about 6% every day.
Nice.
So that's pretty big numbers. And I don't, again, they've never announced what it was before, but I imagine they're probably in the high 100,000s, maybe close to 1 million at this point in players.
Jeez.
And from what he said, 85% of their players are returning players. So, you know, it's not an influx of new people who are going to leave in a month. You know, 85% of those people know what they're getting into and they're coming back.
Nice.
So which
it's not
is
just
awesome.
It's not just hit it and quit it.
Right, exactly. You know, like people like me who love the game but maybe didn't have the extra cash or the time to warrant 15 extra bucks a month who want to play the game and love it. So
that's awesome.
It's very cool. They say extra character slots are the most popular item in the cash shop because you have a limited number of free-to-play.
I think free-to-play you get, what, two?
Which
is enough. You get a hero and a villain.
Yeah. And then they say there's a skin or an outfit. I'm not really sure which. It's called Vanguard of the Heavens. Is their second most popular.
I don't know what it is either, but it sounds fantastic.
Yeah. You know, though, like the skins and outfits, it's the second most popular thing, right? So everyone's buying it. So you're not going to be unique when you buy that awesome thing anymore.
You'll be unique just like everyone else.
Just like everyone else. So Smedley also, on his Twitter stream, made a pretty awesome hint. He was talking with someone, and they asked him if they would be willing to make Vanguard Saga of Heroes free-to-play, to which Smedley replied, "Stay tuned."
So wow, that's cryptic.
That is cryptic. I wonder what that's going to mean.
I don't know.
Anyway, Vanguard was a fun game, and if they go free to play with that, I'll certainly be adding that to my list of things I'm enjoying.
Nice. My brother liked it.
Yeah, it's another one of those like DCUO where it's fun, but I didn't have the extra 15 bucks or the time to warrant that, and so I never really got into it. But one of the things I loved about it the most, you can move while casting.
Ooh.
You just move at a reduced speed,
nice.
Unlike you know like a WoW or most traditional MMOs, you have to stand still, and if you move, you break your. Your
right.
cast, but
this concentration.
You can walk around, so it helps keep things moving, and it feels more interactive, I guess, or something. It
makes mages not so squishy.
That's right. Even though you're not going to outrun anything.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of our new features.
All right. What do you want to start first?
Let's talk about our raid progression widget.
All right. Oh, you know, we made that live now.
What do you mean live?
I mean, you can. Instead of having to go into the widget and updating this and that and saving and going through this, you can literally just click a raid and it's going to appear on the site.
Cool. So I don't. One of the things about the raid progression widget, it had a lot of save buttons. And so I'd have to click the ones I want and click save, and then click the ones on the next raid and click save. And it's not that big of a deal once I've entered everything, but when I'm entering a history of 10 different raids and 20 different bosses, I mean, it's a pain.
Exactly.
So I don't have to do that now.
Nope.
I just click the box and it's there.
Yep.
Awesome. And anything else that we made? Any changes there? Raid progression?
That's really about it. The column, it now appears so that when you're clicking, you can actually see how it's going to appear without having to refresh your screen.
Oh, cool. Like a little preview.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's cool. Raid progression. You know, raiding is a big thing in games, and we want to make that easier for everybody to show off what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I read that we've got some guild forum... application changes?
Yep. We added the closed feature. A lot of people were saying that they didn't just want to outright deny someone because it sounded like their application wasn't good enough, but you know that they were inactive or they decided to go with another guild. So we made it so you can just close it. You're not being rejected, it's just saying, well, something happened in the meantime and you can just, you know, apply later.
Cool. And you can put a message, right? So, like, when you close the ticket, you'd be like, oh, by the way, we closed this because we want some more information on this thing. Reapply later. I mean, that's possible, right? Very cool. So, closed on applications. So, now we have accepted, declined, and closed there. And in support of all the new awesome Sony stuff, we have released server statuses for DCUO, EverQuest, EverQuest 2, Free Realms, PlanetSide, and Vanguard.
And in preparation of PlanetSide 2, I also added that to our system.
Oh, cool. So now you can get your PlanetSide 2, I guess they're going to be clans.
Yeah.
Traditional first-person shooter term.
Mm-hmm.
So get your clan in there, and as soon as the game's launched, of course, we'll have server status widgets for it as well.
Yep.
So, server statuses for all Sony games, which is good, because they seem to be pushing this free-to-play movement, and it seems to be working really well for them.
Yeah. I mean, between them and Turbine, it seems we're working really well.
Yeah.
I'm hoping other games will get on the bandwagon.
That's right. That'd be awesome. Next order of business, let's talk about some of our top guilds.
All right.
All right. Now, for those of you who may not know, we pick three guilds every month. Two of them are spotlight guilds. You know, they're guilds that look good, they're active, they use the system, they don't necessarily fully customize a site, but, you know, they do some tweaks, and they make the site their own. And then we have a Guild of the Month that we pick every month, and that is like the peak of Guild Launch users. Nice. You know, these sites are sites that have fully customized things, they've made the site their own, they're using all kinds of stuff, they're thinking outside of the box, and not just starting up the site, and putting a couple widgets on, and just making it look cool.
Right,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, and you know, we pick three. Two spotlights and one guild of the month every month. And for December, I'm going to go ahead and announce them now. We're about a week early, but I don't think they'll mind if we...
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend. We can...
Yeah. So we're thankful for all of our guilds. And anyway, here we go. Spotlights. Spotlight number one. We're going to talk about Core of Greymane. Now, Core is an alliance guild on the Greymane server for World of Warcraft. These guys are a level 25 guild. They're looking for some new raiders. They just dropped Lord Ryolith.
Ryolith. Looks like they need a lot of balanced druids.
Yep.
You play a balanced druid, don't you?
I do, and I play Alliance. So might be time for a server transfer.
I'm noticing a distinct lack of fire mages. This displeases me.
They're not looking for any mages at all.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, it's not.
If you play a balanced druid, a hunter, or a warlock, you're in high demand for core. So if you like to raid and you play one of those guys or one of those three, you're looking to do alliance or server and faction transfer, check them out. Their site can be found at coreguild.guildlaunch.com, and we'll have all the URLs we talk about in our show notes, of course. So yep. That's Core, and their site looks really cool. They got a picture of Deathwing up there breathing some fire, and you know. They're using our raid progression widget. I wonder if they've seen some of the new changes we just talked about.
I hope so.
And used it. So check out Core. Coreguild.guildlaunch.com.
Is that a ninja?
I think so.
Wow.
They snuck that in there. That's not at Core Guild, though. Our second spotlight guild is Pandemonious.guildlaunch.com.
Pandemonium.
No. Pandemonious.guildlaunch.com.
Oh, something with the name.
Their name is Pandemonium. And they're a swatter guild, and they snuck a ninja in their header, and it looks pretty awesome, actually. It looks like a ninja, anyway. His pose.
Yeah, you know, it could be a Sith.
So, Pandemonium. Pandemonium's, they've got a cool-looking site. They're using some transparency to show off some of their background. We got this guy who looks like he's using some sort of lightsaber staff thing. What is that called?
I don't know. I've never seen that before.
Oh, cool.
It looks like two double-bladed lightsabers, one of which is just really, really long.
Yeah, that's the weapon I'm going to use.
Oh, it's something.
I don't care if it's real or not. So these guys, they're looking for mercenaries, power techs, operatives, and snipers. A sniper? I didn't even realize that was an option in Swatter.
Yeah, it's because you haven't been reading as much as I have.
Yeah.
Snipers. You fool.
Snipers?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can use a shotgun. Have sniper rifles shotgun and shotguns. Sniper. It'd be sweet. So, Pandemonium can be found at pandemonious.guildlaunch.com, and it looks like they're going to be playing Sith side, so check them out if you're going to be a bad guy. The Sith are just evil, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm playing that.
They follow the dark side of the Force. They are dark.
Cool. So they get lightning powers.
Yes.
That's the only thing I really know, is a Jedi can't use lightning. Or they're not supposed to.
Exactly.
And I want lightning.
Yeah, I may have to kill you in slaughter.
You can't, because I have a lightning bolt. Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
Shield.
Aw. Our Guild of the Month, who shows off everything you can do in Guild Launch. This month it's going to be EliteRevolution.com.
Oh, nice. I think I know this guy.
These guys, they've been with us for a long time, and they started off doing... the PlayStation first-person shooter called Mag, and moved into Gran Turismo and have steadily just been growing. They play every platform, every system, every game. They're looking, they do everything. So you know, on their sites, they're showing off their Gran Turismo 5 stuff, MAG, World of Warcraft, NASCAR 2011, Killzone, Borderlands, Dust 514 when it comes out, Minecraft, SOCOM, Star Wars The Old Republic, Final Fantasy, I mean everything.
So everything.
If you play a game, these guys want you to join them. Yeah. And they are recruiting.
Yeah, and actually, the guy who made this site posted a tutorial on how to do some of this stuff on our support forum.
Oh, and how to customize sites like this?
So if you like how that site looks, and I love how that site looks.
It's awesome.
You can check on the support forums to see how he did some of it.
Cool. And that's eliterevolution.com. And that's our Guild of the Month. So congratulations to all three of you guys, and especially Elite Revolution. Keep up the good work. And if you think your guild has what it takes to become a spotlight or a top guild, send us an email, support@guildlaunch.com.
Or you can tweet at us.
Or you can tweet it, yep, that'll work. Or Facebook.
_Slater. I pay attention to my Twitter at work, so.
Yep. And, we'll check it out and see what we think.
Mm-hmm.
So what else have we got going on? Anything else?
We were talking about getting the Pathfinder Society stuff going at our local gaming store.
Yep, so we're gamers.
Yeah.
Right? And we play all games of all types, of all sorts. Miniatures, card, dice, role-playing, pen and paper, computer. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If it's a game, we play it. Sometimes we pencil fight because we don't have anything else to do.
Yes.
And that's a game. We make a tournament out of it. And
we'll even play bullet ball.
We do play bullet ball. So Pathfinder is a pen and paper RPG, similar to Dungeons & Dragons, and the rules are an evolution of the D&D 3.5 system. And we're looking at getting it started up at our local game store and they have a society-type game where basically what you and your players do are compared with other things that other players do around the world, and they help evolve their setting and stuff. It's awesome. It's cool.
It can affect the setting.
And, yep.
But it turns out, I found out yesterday, they're making an MMO.
What?
I know, right?
The Pathfinder MMO?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of information on it, but I was following Twitter yesterday, and the Paizo site went down. Paizo are the publishers of Pathfinder.
Yep.
And it just said, coming soon.
Yeah, it was like something is coming. Yeah. I saw that because I was trying to get some information on the thing I'm going to run.
And then they have a new company called Goblin Works, and Goblin Works is going to be making the Pathfinder MMO.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who is Goblin Works?
Well, Paizo made Goblin Works to make the MMO.
I see. So it's going to be done in-house and work side by side?
That's what it looks like. And they have, I think, the old CMO from CCP, who makes EVE, working on Goblin Works.
Cool.
And a lot of people who work at Paizo are also going to be working on the MMO. I don't know. There's not a whole lot of information yet, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I love the system. So,
have they said kind of what their design goals or philosophies are at this point?
I mean, a little bit. The main things I've been seeing, it's not so much... There are two main kinds of MMOs. There are theme parks, which are kind of like WoW and EverQuest. And then there's this the sandbox. There's EVE, there's Ultima Online, mm-hmm. things like that. And it sounds like they're going more for a sandbox approach, where you can do whatever you'd like. You don't have to just go out and quest and kill monsters.
Very cool.
You can be a merchant or a craftsman.
Very cool.
I can stay home and, knit while the warriors go off to bring me my claw.
Yep. And that's I like sandbox games. Like Star Wars Galaxies was very sandboxy. It actually was one of the things that really got me interested in MMOs was reading the Star Wars The Old Republic strategy guide. I'm sorry, Star Wars Galaxy strategy guide. Because they talked about you could be a dancer and you gain skills and you role play by being in a cantina and then dancing,
mm-hmm.
and other players want to go there because that's how they regenerate their stats, is by watching a dancer. So, it's all this evolving world that's not really like a WoW, where it really is like a theme park. Your quests are like the roller coaster. You go through them and then you get on the next ride and go through them and so on. It sounds cool. Paizo they've been around for a while. They wrote for Dragon Magazine originally and started Pathfinder, and they've got some really cool lore. They've got a lot of cool stuff, and some of the ideas they're talking about sound neat. Have they I know it's early. You said they just announced it yesterday. But have they said anything about classes or races or hopefuls? Or
I know they said that the races are going to be what you can find in the core book. So you know, you can be a dwarf or an elf or a halfling or a gnome. Everyone knows that halflings and gnomes are the best.
I want to be a half-elf halfling.
You're dumb. Shut up.
Would I be a quarterling then at that point?
I hate you so much. Oh, the stupid is invading my brain. Well, I don't know if they've said anything about classes or anything like that, but they have announced that their races are going to be similar.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm cautiously optimistic. Paizo's a solid company, and so I'm looking forward to see what they put out.
Awesome. Well, we'll certainly stay on top of that and see what they come out with, and maybe we can get one of those guys to come on the podcast and talk with us.
Yeah, maybe.
See if they can give us some exclusive
announcements.
Not likely, but we'll try.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah. What else? Swatter's coming out, and yep. I think the world is ready for that one.
Yeah.
Even people who aren't really big Star Wars fans, I think, want this game.
I think the people who aren't big Star Wars fans are looking forward to kind of the mechanic side of it. The people who don't really know a lot about MMOs are realizing there's a Star Wars game where they can play with their friends, and so I'm looking forward to seeing how that's gonna go.
Yeah. So what? It's coming soon. I mean, it's a month away at this point. So have you been building out your race and class options and thinking about spec? And
I'm going to Republic. I'm sorry to all you Empire folks out there. People making Sith that I don't have to cut down like my coworker here. But I'm probably going to go Trooper and just go straight DPS. I'm very much a one-button kill player, so being able to just spam one and killing people is my kind of style.
Nice. I'm going to play a half-elf, halfling, Sith, Druid.
I hate you.
I'll be a quarterling Sith Druid.
I'm dying inside.
I go back and forth. I don't know anything about the Star Wars lore, I will admit, on the show for everyone to hear. So I don't have any real faction preference. I like the idea of the Sith. You know, they're evil, they kind of do what they want, they seem kind of like bad, you know? Mm-hmm. And not like WoW bad, where it's they're bad because someone perceives it that way. It's more like Warhammer bad, where they're bad because they're just bastards and they'll kill you because they can.
Yeah. WoW bad is, I misunderstood something you did and now I hate you. Warhammer and Swatter bad is, I think you're evil because you just slaughtered that entire town because they spilled your coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Like a ninja. One time I totally saw a ninja flip out and kill somebody because they closed a window.
I think you're lying, because you said you saw a ninja. I'm going to call your bluff right there.
So, I think it's Sith. I'm going to play a Sith Pure Blood, because, I mean, if you're going to be evil, you may as well be pure evil, right? Then I can look down, I can snub my nose at all the half-bloods and other races.
This isn't Harry Potter. There aren't half-bloods.
So, whatever, man. I don't want to talk anymore. Sith Pure Blood Sorcerer.
All right.
That's what I'm doing for now.
I can deal with that.
I'll make probably 20 different characters before I settle on one.
Probably.
But have you seen any of the beta? Have you played? Have you gotten a beta invite yet?
I have not.
Because I've gotten my second one, and I still haven't.
Yeah. I hate you, by the way.
I'm going to play some this weekend, so if you want to come by and,
all right.
And play. I'll have it installed. I'll have it set up so you can check it out.
Okay.
Just chill and do some
Swatter. Tear yourself away from Skyrim for a second.
Well, I'll be playing Skyrim while you're playing Swatter.
Jackass.
Skyrim! So,
but I think that's about it.
I think so. Swatter, Pathfinder. Pathfinder's probably got a couple years, but they say, you know, their site, their announcement says that they have worked on some of the bigger things already. So,
so it's in production.
Yep.
It's not just planned. They're actually working on it.
Exactly. And it sounds like they've gotten a good, probably, you know, the engine, the graphics engine, and that stuff kind of settled at this point, and maybe even do it more with it from there. But Swatter next month, and we're all looking forward to that. We'll probably be closed.
Probably.
Hopefully. You hear that, Steven? We're closed for Swatter.
He'll hear it.
I'm going to get in trouble for that one. That's all right.
Yeah. We'll cut that one out.
No way. So, yeah, Swatter, coming soon. And I guess have a happy and safe Thanksgiving for those of you in the United States.
You guess. And definitely have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
I guess. I mean,
in the U.S.
I'm a Sith. I'm a Sith halfling druid that can shape change.
Yeah, we're done here.
And I. So, everybody have a happy and safe holiday and go out there and slay more dragons.